Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talking with Cannabis, with your favorite hostess with the mostest, Maddie B.
Hello.
And your favorite co-host?
Kai.
Kai.
Today is Smokeout Saturdays. I forgot what number. But that's alright.
That's the wrong number. I had to pop my collar with that.
Yeah, one. Stop popping your collar. He's doing
the
that.
The neck is getting loose. And this is her shirt.
Yeah, you're like tugging on it. It's like hanging down the sides now. The shirt will never
Why is it thing. Like some VHS B-roll of old ladies? Shit's weird. You guys, look this video up. 90s TV show music. Dar Golan. Funny.
Anyways, let's jump into our fun and new spin on our segment. Get it? Spin.
Oh, yes. I get little... it, but they don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
They don't get it, but we do.
Because our segment is...
Spin the wheel.
Which means it's time to...
1, 2, 3, spin!
You gotta do like a swing dance to this. You gotta grab a burger and a milkshake and grab your girlfriend. Just start swinging her around the
Where are the ice fries? Cream parlor
with your fucking old ass Mustang that's like polluting all the air.
What is going on?
No, not today. Not
something
today.
Something stuck on your foot? Nope.
Not today, dude. Not today, dude. Okay.
Yeah, we have some, assistants on set, and they're just being a little disruptive.
They don't even know how to use a photocopier. They don't even
That's the cleanup crew. Be nice. He's got four legs. He's trying.
You think he would work harder?
He's laying down. He's taking a break. He's taking a break. He's taking a nap. All right. Crew is offset now. I'm taking a break.
Oh, wow. I just realized what you said. Alright, so we're gonna... you go first, babe.
Alright, so tell them how we're gonna play this version of Spin the Wheel.
So on today's wheel, we got pink, Florida.
We don't tell them what we got.
Why not?
We're going to tell them what we land on when we land on it. I was saying tell them, like, okay. What we're going
to
be doing.
So she wants me to actually explain it. So look.
Yeah.
So when you land on whatever you land on, that's what the discussion will be on.
Yes. And if you're going to be playing with weed today, if the story or subject we land on is... a, like, low number, so, like, under 5, you don't have to take a hit or anything. And so, if it's really high number, like a 10 or above a 5, then, yeah, you have to take a bong hit, like a really big one or 2. And then if it's a 5, you could take, like, a little hit.
That just confused me. I thought we were going to play if it's a good story or a bad story.
Yeah, if
and
it's
if you
good
guess
or bad.
It right... Then you hit it.
Fine, we'll play it that way.
So, just so we're clear, you have to guess whether, before we start the story, whether it's a good story or a bad story. And then, if you're right, you get a bong hit.
Right.
Okie dokie. Damn, I was wondering when that was going to end. Alright, you go first, babe.
Ouch.
Spin that wheel, girl.
I just hurt my toe.
Be careful, honey.
Why is the cleanup crew cleaning up, like, just one spot? You have loads of floor to cover.
Okay, so you landed on...
McDonald's. Which means...
So, okay.
Our story, or subject, is... Sorry, hold on. Is...
So what do you think, huh? I'm not gonna read the title till you guess.
I think it's a bad one.
Okay.
No, fucking no. I think it's bad.
So, we'll see. So, black former McDonald's worker files suit after his request to avoid shift with coworker who used N-word, called him a boy.
That seems bad.
So, you guessed that right.
That McDonald's, did that, to him. It's not bad that he's trying to get, justice. I'm saying what they're doing to him.
McDonald's did. McDonald's, you have some explaining to do.
No, McDonald's is... Yeah, that doesn't look good.
It's not a good look.
So, I would say that the title of the article, the story all around is, bad. The situation at hand.
So you deserve a bond grip for that, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Not that I need one at this point. I'm super stoned.
You're having so much fun.
Yeah, I know. I'm just tired. I was scared to drink coffee, though, because I knew I was going to be having queso later. And I don't know if I'm fully lactose intolerant, but lactose bugs me a bit. So I gotta be careful sometimes, with how much dairy intake I have throughout the day, especially earlier in the day. At night, it's not so bad.
That's pretty good.
I could have cereal at night and it won't hit me as hard, but if I have cereal in the morning, I don't know, it hits way different. But for you, you're just straight up lactose intolerant, huh? It just doesn't fucking matter.
I just eat it anyways.
I know, but it really doesn't matter what time of the day or night you eat it. It just bugs you. If you have too much. Because there are times where you do have dairy or something with lactose in it, and it's not as bad.
Come on, all my people with digestive problems. Clap it up, y'all.
So should we brush up more on the article, or was that it?
Yeah. It wouldn't be spin the wheel without...
A little discussion about the actual article.
Yeah, so...
We'll kind of discuss, what actually is going on with the... Is he suing him?
Let's see. It says a black former McDonald's employee has filed a lawsuit against McDonald's and one of his Kansas franchises, alleging his requests to avoid shifts with a coworker who repeatedly used the N-word were denied. Mr. Anthony Green, a former shift manager at McDonald's, also claims in the suit filed August 19th that his boss told him his hair was unprofessional and that she didn't like people outside of her race. The suit notes that the supervisor is not black. Green's boss also allegedly told him the only reason he wasn't fired was because she didn't want him to pull the black card. According to a company of the lawsuit obtained by Atlanta Black Star. So, Green was 17 when he began working as a shift manager at an Ottawa, Kansas McDonald's in January 2020. According to the suit, in February, Green heard a white employee identified as Joseph use the N-word. He subsequently reported the slur to his supervisor, identified as Cynthia, in writing, and requested not to be scheduled during the same shift as the employee. But the suit says Green continued to be scheduled at the same time as Joseph, that McDonald's didn't take any action to address the racist language, and that the colleague continued to refer to Green as boy regularly. Defendants unlawfully and intentionally discriminated against plaintiff based on his race and acted bad in faith by interfering with recklessly disregarding and denying his legal rights when it allowed discrimination to continue unchecked, the suit says. Whoa, they got you there, bud.
Man, oh man.
They just need the hard proof. That's all they need. And yeah, but it sounds good. It sounds like it's going somewhere with that.
Yeah.
All right, so it's my turn, right?
Yes, it is.
So hopefully we don't land on the same thing.
If we do, we spin again.
It's not doing the noise. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, great. So guess what I landed on.
Let me get a jar out of the bag real quick.
We got the jar, we got the grinder, and I just landed on pink. So, literally,
not the color.
The wrapper.
She's not a wrapper.
She's not?
No.
Oh, well, she's a violinist.
No.
Guitarist?
Pink is a singer, isn't she?
Vocalist.
Yeah, well, she does a lot. She plays certain instruments, and she is a vocalist also, so, like, she's a performer, I would call her. She does, because she dances, too. She has a lot of different stuff.
Man, I love Pink. They are literally throwing all this shade out there today, y'all. This is crazy. What do you say about this, babe?
I would say it's a pretty wild story, but you didn't even read the title
yet. No, not that. I'm just like, all this crazy shit just coming up.
Oh, yeah, and we apologize for the yard work being done in the background.
Alright, so, this has to do with YouTube. Pink said a 14-year-old bikini-wearing YouTuber is being exploited. Internet critics have been sounding the alarm for years. So Pink's accusation that Piper, Raquel's parents are exploiting her comes after many YouTube videos trying to expose Raquel's mother, Tiffany Raquel. I'm just going to call her Piper.
Is someone at the door?
So a fight over teen influencers and exploitation has gone mainstream, with celebrities weighing in. But it originally started with YouTube criticism. On Sunday, the singer Pink alleged in a tweet that the parents of 14-year-old YouTube Piper Raquel,
yeah,
exploited her by. That's how you know I don't keep up with this shit. Raquel.
That's why I'm laughing, because the way you pronounce
Raquel. Raquel. Sounds like a Pokemon. Rockle.
He didn't like that either.
Man, whatever. He doesn't have to like everything. He's the cleaning crew. He doesn't get paid to like everything. He said, you guys don't pay me at all. Yeah, we pay you in treats, bucko. So let's see here. Man, phone's locked. Okay, by taking a photo of her wearing a bikini, Courtney Stodden, a former model who has said they were groomed as a child, echoed Pink's sentiment. That's weird. Raquel and her mother, Tiffany, both refuted Pink's accusation in a statement to Insider. Piper has over 8 million subscribers on YouTube, where she is known for acting in prank and challenge videos. A few of her video thumbnails show her wearing bathing suits or being caught in a compromising position. The thumbnail for one video entitled "My Boyfriend Walked In on Me" showed the 14-year-old girl clutching a towel against her body while a boy looks off in the other direction with the bold red censored label in the top right of the image. On Thursday, YouTube removed that thumbnail and two others because they violated the platform's child safety policy, a YouTube spokesperson told Insider. It is not the first time critics have suggested that Piper's content is too lewd for a minor. The controversy follows numerous viral YouTuber videos alleging that Piper needs to be saved from the adults surrounding her, particularly her mother. And most of Piper's videos, she is not the one filming, which has led some critics allege that Piper isn't uploading the videos or coming up with the video ideas herself. The bio of Piper's Instagram page states that her Instagram account is managed by her family. YouTube critics pointing to Piper's suggestive content expressed concern about extensive history of child predators engaging with children's YouTube's content and leaving inappropriate remarks about the children in the comment section. That is fucking crazy, bro. Oh my fucking gosh. So yeah, gosh. We rate
that a pretty bad.
That was terrible. I didn't even rate it. I forgot I was supposed to rate it, but dude, bro.
Bad what? Means bong hit,
bro,
guys.
That means
get
no.
Get your bong hit. He thought he was being booed.
Yeah, you missed the spot. And all you did was take a break. Strong bong hit. Mm-hmm. All right, your turn. Spiders. Yeah, it's not doing the sound thing. I did it once. I said, I'll do it once.
I have to spin it again.
Well, we landed on pink again. We got enough coverage on her. Thanks, Wheel. Alright, yeah, we already talked about pink, Wheel. We gotta spin it again. Alright. This wheel is rigged, bro. We already talked about pink. Why?
Okay.
Gosh darn it. Okay, Florida.
Florida. Yeah, Florida.
Oh, well, you have to guess.
It's gonna be bad.
With that name, huh? Oh, sorry to all our Florida listeners. But you guys are like, your news is
crazy.
The memes, like, dude, what? So. So here's the story. Florida diner that told Biden supporters to eat elsewhere becomes so popular it runs out of food. So, is it good for the company?
Yeah, but it's bad because, it's like, they're literally, like, hating on Biden when they should be mad at Trump. But they're not going to be, of course, because they support Trump.
Yeah, they were
Trump.
A red state, weren't they?
Right. They support Trump. We already knew this. So, it's nothing new. I'm not fucking surprised. So, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
In Florida
diner. And how much you want to bet? That's why the U.S. percentage on our listeners thing, like, went down a little bit. It's probably because some of the states stopped listening because of a lot of our opinions. And it's like, yeah, it is what it is.
Well, it says a Florida diner that posted a sign telling Biden supporters to take their business elsewhere was forced to temporarily close after not having enough food to meet a surge in demand.
Yeah, well, that's what they get.
Well, hey.
For having to close. But, yeah, it's fucked up that they're like, literally telling Biden supporters to go eat elsewhere. That's scary.
Even if I wasn't a Biden supporter and I walked in there and a bunch of people are looking at me like, oh, yeah, he probably supports Joe Biden. You better get out of here. Like, what? Like, that almost seems racist.
Exactly.
Back to the times.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's really taking a fucking step backwards, and it's like, yeah, this is not it, folks. Exactly, like, this is really scary shit, like, what the fuck? Like, are you fucking serious?
They can't be fucking serious at all.
This is fucking terrible. Like, what the fuck? Why? Oh, shit. There's a squirrel. Get the dogs. Oh, God. Where's Max?
Probably dead.
Is he by the squirrel?
Max.
He didn't get stuck, did he?
He's over here.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Our blanket.
Don't you do it.
But yeah, I give that a really bad... Yeah, it's bad.
Access denied.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
You made the cat sad. Apologize, Joe Biden.
Why does he have to apologize?
Apologize, restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant needs to apologize.
To the confused dog.
Why did the chair sound just like that?
Alright, you guys. I hope you guys are into this.
Alright. So are we going to make a October bucket list? You and me? Just making conversation while,
I am thinking.
We are getting ready for the next spin.
I'm thinking.
Because, you know, there's...
Of course. Why the hell not? And land on Florida again. Does that mean I have to pull up another Florida story?
Spin again. Like I said, if you land on the same thing, you just keep spinning.
Secret attic.
Was that our last one?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, that was our last one.
Alright.
Oh, it took two tries. Oh, wait, I didn't get a clap for that one, though. You guys don't like me anymore, huh? Huh? Screw you guys.
Secret attic.
Secret attic, you guys.
Alright, so, honey.
Yes, darling.
Yeah, we should make an October bucket list.
I am down, shorty. With the rocking chair. Alright, come here, you little whiny boy.
Yeah, we'll do something fun.
Yeah, we will.
We'll go lots of places.
Yes!
The dog does not seem happy about going places.
He said, I want to go to bed.
Well, I'm sure if we bring his bed in the car, he'll be fine.
Okay, so here it is. Insider news. After buying...
And his carrier. Sorry.
My bad. I didn't know you were finished.
I'm finished.
Sorry. After buying a $100,000 building... A man found a secret attic full of antiques that could be worth double his property value. So he found a hidden studio that belonged to a photographer, James Ellery Hale, and a property he bought for his law firm. When David Whitcomb bought a property in Geneva, New York, he had no idea there were more than 1,000 antique treasures, possibly worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, hidden inside. A few weeks after he bought the building for his law firm in late 2020, Whitcomb made the discovery when he noticed part of an old drop ceiling on the home's third floor while giving a friend a tour. According to NPR, underneath were Whitcomb told Insider he expected to find rafters. He said they came across the bottom of another floor. Inside the attic, Whitcomb told Insider they found the photographer James Ellery Hale's century-old studio of more than 1,000 antiques. Whitcomb discovered cameras and other gear, furniture, decor, and portraits of 20th-century faces, including a rare portrait of the early feminist icon Susan B. Anthony. According to a link to the entire collection by One Source Auctions posted on the auction site, Invaluable with a capital I. A representative for One Source Auctions confirmed to Insider that it would auction the items to September 18th. The same representative estimated that the antiques could fetch between 150,000 and 200,000. Here's what I want to say. That's awesome. Good for you, hon. I'll give you your clap. It looks beautiful. I'm going to show you the stuff he found, okay? Okay. Here's the stuff. You guys can check that out on Insider.
So that's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So we don't take one.
Well, if you guessed it was good or bad, but I didn't guess it all once again because I was so high. But we gave them the story. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good story, so you deserve a hit.
Okay. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. So, as always, thank you so much for joining us today for Smoke Out Saturdays on Talking with Cannabis. And we hope you have a very lit rest of your weekend. And eat something delicious for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's fucking Saturday, dude. So, so what was on your bucket list for Saturday? Like, when you were, like, on Saturdays, right? You'd be up, you wake up in the morning, you eat cereal, watch cartoons.
Actually, on Saturday, I would have chocolate chip muffins.
Why do you get
fresh
to,
out the oven.
You get into your little normal routine.
And
right?
I would watch my little shows.
Right, because you don't have school or homework, right? So then, you know, you go play outside or whatever. And then you come back in for dinner. And, you know, you watch some more TV. Or play video games or whatever it is.
You want to do the outro hit?
Yeah, you go for it, honey.
You can do the outro
hit. She wants me to do it. I'll do it. But, you know, like, you remember going to Blockbuster? Picking out movies and...
Yeah.
What else? You don't remember? You remember those days?
Shit, I would eat candy. Lots of candy. But yeah, as always, thanks for joining us. Take this last hit with Kai. And we're gonna head out now.
Wow.
Yep.
Incredible.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Stay lit. Be safe.
Happy Saturday.